Yet another reminder that when you buy digital, you don't own your stuff. You don't own your media. PlayStation is getting rid of 500 plus movies, including Terminator 2. I think the first three Rambo movies, they're going to be removed from PlayStation this fall. And I don't know what the recourse is. We're going to take a look at the articles here and see what's going on. But yeah, this is awful if you spend a lot of money on these movies.
So I'm assuming they lost the license to carry these movies.
Studio Canal. They lost the licensing agreement.
But people paid for these. But again, it's probably a terms of service. Well, just so you know, you don't actually own these.
Well, that's the thing. Like when you buy, quote unquote, buy a digital movie or a comic book or music or whatever it is, in the fine print, you're basically just getting a license to listen to it as long as they have it on the platform. And if they get rid of it, they're under no obligation to give you your money back. Mm-mm. It's like, well, you know, you got to listen to this music for 10 years and now we're not going to have it on the platform anymore. You're out of luck, right? So I think as this happens more and more often, I think people are going to go back to physical media out of necessity, but they're going to make it as hard as possible. And this is why they're doing it, because they want to be able to just yank things. They want to be able to charge you monthly for subscriptions. They don't want you buying a piece of physical media because it's one and done. And they realize, yeah, there's a lot more money to be made if they can charge you $30 a month versus $30 once every 6 months when a movie comes out that you want to buy.
But it's a very concerning thing because people are spending money thinking they're going to get to keep things and that you don't. The only way you're going to get to keep it is if you actually just own the disc.
Yes. So let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture, news, views, and rants, guys. You'll get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
If you'd like more Clownfish TV, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com to help support the channel and to get access to content we do not have here on YouTube. And also, if you'd like to listen to the podcast version of Clownfish TV, go out to iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, look for Clownfish TV podcast, and we are there, man. Mm-hmm. We are there. So I want to bring this up here real quick because I saw the story the other day and I actually watched a video. There's a video rental store in New York. It's not very big. It's kind of small, but they're doing gangbusters business because people want to rent physical copies. And some movies, frankly, are not available on digital. Some of the stuff from the '80s, the direct to video stuff, whatever, you can't get legal copies of it. So they've got a whole bunch of like really obscure movies and they're doing really well. And it's mostly with like Gen Z and Gen Alpha.
That's the first thing when you told me, I said, oh, Gen Z's going to eat that up.
Yeah.
They're mad. They miss Blockbuster and stuff. Do they have VHS too? Because they have a little picture.
They do.
In the corner.
They do.
So I wonder if they're renting out the VHS players. Cause back in the day when video stores started showing up, they had like you could rent the VHS players as well as the movie.
Yeah.
You didn't have one. They had later with DVD players, and they also had you could rent Nintendos and Genesis and stuff like that. If you didn't have the system and you wanted to rent a game, you could rent both.
Yeah, and they used to come in like a hard plastic, like a Samsonite carrying case, and there's like a little hole in the back for the hookups, you know, to your TV. Mm-hmm. But they did that again, yeah, with the video game consoles and stuff too. And I remember when VHS first came out, like my mom took me to a mall and they had the video rental store and we had to get the VCR. So it was like, okay, pick out like three movies and we'll rent the player for a day or two and we'll watch these movies over the next couple of days. Because back then, like it was very expensive to buy a VCR.
I know, we had one.
Yeah, so your family had like everything.
We didn't. My dad was like, every time there was new tech, my dad had to have it.
And big ass dish in the yard.
Well, they sold Sally dishes. Like when the dishes came out, my parents got the big dish, and it was like the old, the big one, the ones that were like the mesh or whatever. They had those, and then they had the fiberglass ones. I think the fiberglass ones were first on the mesh, but you know what I mean. And then they used to sell them. They used to sell them too, so they got ours because they'd sell them to other people. But we had a VCR, we had the VHS back when I was little. Like I remember having it early on, and I'm sure it cost my dad a small fortune.
I remember renting a VCR to watch Return of the Jedi, and I watched it like over and over and over again because we only had it for like a day. So I'm like, I need to watch this like three or four times. So I remember everything about it because back then they did not run the Star Wars movies on TV very often, not until like later in the 90s or early
And even then, they would edit stuff for TV all the time.
Yeah, like USA, USA. I almost said USA Today. USA would run it.
Yeah, USA did. Then Sci-Fi did later on.
Disney Channel did eventually.
Yeah, Disney Channel did. I remember.
But like the early 80s, you weren't watching Star Wars on TV all the time. So I'm like, oh my god, I gotta watch Return of the Jedi. And even then, like the movie would come out a year after it was in the theater to rent, and it was so expensive to buy that nobody bought them because they were like $100, $150. Mm-hmm. And when Batman came out, I remember that was a big deal. When Batman came out, Batman 89, that was like the first VHS tape that was affordable. It was like 20 or 25 bucks. And it came out only 6 months after the movie was in the theater. And that was unheard of. I remember seeing a sign for it at the record store in the mall. It's like, oh, Batman's coming out on VHS. And it's only going to be like 25 bucks. I'm like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah,
it was just in the theater 6 months ago.
Well, before that, you used to have to wait till it came on TV and try to record it on TV with your VHS player. And then it would be edited. But yeah, I remember after that, the Batman thing came out, then all these DVDs would come out and they do pre-orders.
E.T. came out.
You could sign up for pre-orders. And then I remember they did it for Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid and stuff. Because I remember my mom, we got her to go pre-order them. And you have to pay so much down and wait for it to come out and then pick it up or whatever.
It was, and it was always like, there was always like a big Christmas release. Mm-hmm. Like it was always like, okay, The Lion King is coming out on VHS and DVD. And then they would double, triple dip. So Disney, like, they're hurting. They shut down their home video business. But that was a huge part of their business for years because they would double, triple dip. They'd come out with the VHS version, then the DVD version, then the Blu-ray version, then the super ultra deluxe version, and then the anniversary version. So they released the same damn movie like 10 times. And they'd be like, oh, it's going back in the vault for another year, and then we'll bring it back.
And then, special ultra, uber, deluxe, whatever, and then we'll charge more. Yeah,
but this is in, I just had to bring this up. It's in Brooklyn. It's Night Owl Video, and it's like, I guess it's like the only video rental store in New York. It's not, again, it's not huge. I just thought it was really, really cool. And I think we're going to see more people go back to that because you don't own your movies. You buy your movies digitally. You don't own them. Blu-ray is going away. Disney now, I think, is just outsourcing most of their production. Whatever movies they actually bring out on Blu-ray, I think Sony is making them now, but they don't want to bother with it. And again, they want you to subscribe to Disney Plus every month forever from now until the end of time.
If you don't have a copy of it, then you have to go to them to get your copy, to watch it digitally.
So this comes from AV Club. PlayStation encourages Blu-ray adoption by deleting purchased movies from customer accounts. Due to the expiration of a licensing agreement with Studio Canal, movies like Terminator 2, Moonlight, Hot Fuzz, I know the Rambo movies, they will no longer be available on the PlayStation Store. They've begun notifying customers that some of the movies they purchased will no longer be available. A statement on the PlayStation Store website reads, from September 1st, 2026, due to our content licensing agreement, you will no longer be able to access your previously purchased content from Studio Canal. It will be removed from your video library. Thank you. They said they haven't apologized for the inconvenience. They never offered refunds. And it's not like sometimes when they delist a game like from Steam or the Nintendo Store or something, like you can still access the game you bought. No, you're done. Like you paid $20 for Terminator. Tough luck. That's it. You know, and that's not right.
You've had it for like 3 years or whatever. By now, if you got your money's worth. I don't know.
Yeah, and there's a lot. We're talking over 500 movies. So PlayStation has put a list up, and there's a bunch in here. And a lot of these are, I know these are movies that a lot of people probably have. Like I said, Rambo and Terminator. Terminator 2 is, pretty ubiquitous. Like everybody's got that. Cliffhanger, what a classic. But look at this. Like, can you imagine owning like in 20 that from Dusk Till Dawn, 20 or 30 of these movies and at $20 a pop, $25 a pop, and they're just gone.
Gone. Yeah, that's the only problem. So like we got rid of a bunch of ours before because we thought, oh, well, mostly because you wanted to just do digital and it was taking up a lot of space.
Yeah.
And so now when I go to garage sales and places like that, if I see ones that I know ones we want to have, we did buy a whole bunch in the back, but I do try to buy some here and there, and I can get it like cheap or affordable because I don't want to. We didn't get rid of our Disney or anything like that. It was mostly like stuff that we got that was like the $5 bin, so it wasn't hard to replace, but still.
Yeah, and we've had some people, including Mr. Milo, who sent a whole bunch of videos, which thank you very much, by the way, very awesome, of animated movies that are hard to come by, because some of those you can't even watch them on streaming. And that's why I think video rental stores are doing well, too, because either you can't watch them on streaming or you're watching an altered version of it on streaming because, mm-hmm. you know, Disney wants to censor everything. But that's insane that you bought this stuff. You're not going to be able to keep it. And I was nervous when, because we converted a whole bunch of our DVDs to digital. I was nervous when Vudu got sold to Fandango. I'm like, we have like 1,000 movies on there.
Yep.
Do we lose them all? And that could very well happen someday. What about people bought comic books, digital comic books? What if Amazon decides, you know what, we don't want to store these files anymore, and you've had access to them for 10 years, so if you didn't read them by now, tough luck. Bye.
Yeah.
There goes all your money. Poof, gone. But that's pretty what they much. Want, because then they have to sell it to you again. And before it's all said and done, everybody's going to be on the subscription. That's what they want. Everybody on a subscription, and we're seeing it with games too. We have another video coming talking about Grand Theft Auto 6, which is complete bullshit. But yeah, I don't know, guys. What do you think? I'm sure our audience has some thoughts. I know a lot of people have been talking about physical media lately. Got anything else you want to add?
Nope, nothing else I can add.
We are done. All right, guys. So please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.